Morning, you listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Abby Reinhardt, the president and owner of GP Flooring Solutions based in Rochester, New York. Abby, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We were together last week at the Fuse meeting in San Diego. Our paths crossed several times during the meeting. I wanted to talk to you about this pre-conference roundtable that you served on. The subject was technology. A little background on you. You purchased GP Flooring Solutions, which is a commercial flooring contractor, in 2015, and that business is now 10 times bigger than it was in just 11 years. That's impressive in itself. Not only are you successful as a business owner, but you're the former board member of Fuse, you're a current board member of CARES, and you're a floor-focused emerging leader and a woman trailblazer, as named in our last issue. And you were Business Person of the Year in Rochester, New York in 2018. And you're the founding board member of Anova Girls Academy. You graduated from the University of Michigan, Phi Beta Kappa. And you waited tables at Red Lobster the summer of your freshman year, right? Good background.
Yeah, you're making me blush. Yeah, Red Lobster sounds funny, but after my freshman year in college, I waited tables there, and I'll tell you what, I learned a lot about people, a lot about sales, a lot about effective training in that job. And I talked about that at the roundtable, so I know that's why you're bringing it up.
You know, organizations like that back in those days, they formed a lot of leaders that are doing well in business. And I thought it was great that you brought that up. So let's get to this technology summit and go through some of the softwares that GP Flooring Solutions is either considered or is using, and also maybe talk about the Fuse technology survey that they do. So let's kick it off. I know you use Salesforce, but you've also considered Mundy.com. Talk about that for CRM.
Yeah, I bought my company a little over 11 years ago, and one of the first things I did was to, you know, purchase a CRM. And at the time, there were not as many options. We went with Salesforce. We thought about making a move, and some of the other members of Fuse are using Mundy.com and like it. Honestly, once you're in a CRM, it's pretty sticky. So making the decision to make a change is pretty significant, and we have opted not to make a change. So we've been on Salesforce now for 11 years.
And you also, for ERP, you use JobRunner, right?
Yep, we use JobRunner, which is now owned by Syncly. And we've been on that for quite a number of years, too, I think since like 2017 or 18. And that's great.
What are some of the other packages? I know some of the members are using SpecID. Are you using that?
Yep, we've used SpecID, and we've used Measure Square, and we're testing out some of the CRM capabilities on Measure Square, although that's different than like a Salesforce, which helps you focus more on the first part of the sales funnel. We run on EOS, and there's some software related to that, and that's more about having a disciplined way of setting and tracking progress on company goals as well. We have also, the last 3 years, we use Hive, which is a workflow app. We started using Hive. We also created our own GP Flooring app. For one main reason, we were finding there's just too many emails, and important information can get lost in email, but it also is just inefficient to have an email correspondence going back and forth with a million other things coming into your inbox at the same time. So Hive is a workflow app that allows us to organize key communication by project. So it's easier to retrieve and track that important communication. And then our GP Flooring app allowed us to standardize certain kinds of requests. So that effort to just tame the inboxes and reduce unnecessary time spent emailing and finding emails and the possible, you know, risk of missing a message. That desire guided that decision on those two technologies. That's been important. And then we use a technology to standardize our onboarding, which I know we talked about in the pre-conference as well.
Okay. You mentioned EOS. Tell my listeners real quick. That's an entrepreneurial operating system, and it's based on a book, right?
Yep. It's based on the book Traction. It's been around for a long time. It sounds like a technology, but EOS is actually more of a structure for setting your mission, your vision, your values, your 10-year target, 3-year picture, 1-year plan, setting your to-dos, setting your quarterly priorities, and just having accountability and visibility on how you're tracking toward those goals. So I self-implemented EOS for probably 8 years until I invested in an EOS implementer, which is, you know, somebody who meets with us once a quarter to make sure we're on track. There's a software package. So I used to, you know, use honestly like Excel to kind of track this information and following this methodology. But in recent years, there's a few different software packages available that help you use EOS. EOS is great. It's just one of the structures out there. So I'm a big fan of structure in general. So whether you're using Rockefeller Habits or EOS or Loom or whatever it is as a structured approach for alignment in your company, that's what matters. And then if you have a technology that makes it easier, then that's all the better.
Tell us how you use AI.
I use AI, as so many people are using AI, as a thinking partner, right? And that's really effective. And it's very good at language, right? Like I can take a long email that I wrote when I was tired and I can put it in AI and say, make this more concise, right? So we're all using it in that way. I would say I've been really impressed at analyses I'm getting back from AI. Like if I upload photos of a floor or a substrate, I can upload the concrete mix on a project, you know, that spec. So I can actually use it almost like additional analysis on what's happening with a substrate or a floor or if there's something challenging. So that's been pretty impressive lately. And then, you know, we've used AI with our estimating function. I'm sure a lot of us have to some degree of success. There's a couple out there, you know, we're using Measure Square, as I mentioned, that has an AI component to it. I've tried to take some job function work and create AI bots for that. And in full transparency, that has not been successful. So AI is extremely powerful, but we're not there yet as far as what some companies are selling us or trying to sell us on as far as efficiencies. It's been like 7 months I've been working on this one AI project, and I'm about to give up on it and say, you know, these were sunk costs. I mentioned in the pre-conference that there was a billboard I saw on the New York City subway, and I forget what technology company it was for, but it said 96% of AI projects fail. You have a higher likelihood of summiting Everest. And I was like, right. That rings true.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I got one last question for you. We were together at that conference and now you're back at work. Is there anything else you brought back to work that you learned at the meeting?
In that pre-conference, I had a few nuggets away. I thought we could be a little bit more structured in a decision matrix on go, no go on bids. So that's something I want to unpack.
All right, Abby. Well, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners. Again, been talking to Abby Reinhart, the president of GP Flooring Solutions, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.